This is a country full of raw, organic existence. Life that faces death and revisits it every day, yet is determined to defy the beast with life.
USC theater student Marissa Sellers wrote this poem while in Rwanda. Sellers realized oppressors and oppressed their neighbors through listening to their graphic stories. She describes visiting Murambi, a lush memorial site where hundreds of murdered Rwandans are preserved with a mineral lime.
It wasn't until we were leaving, actually, that I realized almost everyone that I met today who smiled and kindly, open-heartedly waved to me has killed someone.
Sellers also observed a Gakaka trial in which the community comes together to hear testimony from accused human rights abusers and witnesses. That day, a man was accused of murdering a woman neighbor. A variety of witnesses, including the woman's husband, said they saw him commit murder. But the man, in a pink prison outfit, refused to confess. Then, the woman's 17-year-old daughter insisted on testifying.
She looked at the accused and said, "Why my mother? Why did you target her? Did you have something against her?" And everyone grew quiet and waited for his answer. And the accused stood for a moment and then said, "The 12 years I've spent in prison have made me forget some things, and it's true, I did kill this girl's mother, and I want to ask for your forgiveness. I had nothing against your mother, and I'm sorry."
These public admissions may serve as lessons for the future work needed when ethnic violence ends in the Darfur region of Sudan. This is David Cates for Edinburgh Radio News from Exposition Park in Los Angeles.